I better get those feet tapping, fingers snapping, all hands clapping. Buckle up, gobble some podcorn. It's the Mickle Pod and Pickle with Mickle. And here we go. Let me just start by saying, if you have a birthday on this great day, April 29th, even if you might be hearing this on April the 30th, happy birthday. How about a super fantastic califragilistic expialidocious birthday? Happy birthday to my son, Cade, who turned 24 on this day, April 29th. And like I said, you might be hearing this on Tuesday. That's okay, East Coast people. So you share that in common, at least birthdays on today. Birthdays today, for sure. How about this starting five? Michelle Pfeiffer, Daniel Day-Lewis, Jerry Seinfeld, Bernie Madoff, and... Willie Nelson. Not a bad group at all. If you're a fan of the Royals, I guess this is really your day. 2011 was when William and Kate got hitched. I'd rather watch Hitch than worry about the royal mess. What are you doing for your birthday dinner? Are you a shrimp scampi person? I like a good scampi. It doesn't even have to be your birthday today to give someone a piece rose. Now, today's National Zipper Day. On National Zipper Day, are we checking zippers? Wearing zippers? What's the play? Right now, Bron is playing just for fun. The Suns are out, swept away, 4-0. In the NBA, it looks like Boston will hobble through. They get to finish off the Heat at home. 3-1 is a tough road. Back to Bron. He's got to hit the road after this year, right? He's got to get out of LA. The Thunder have been rolling. If they don't close it tonight, they should let the Knicks, let New York get all lathered up for this run. Philly fans, Sixers, you know it's a process. The Bucks are banged up and... I mean, they're going to try to take a run at the Pacers again. A 3-1 run? Not easy. And I have heard nothing. I've heard no confirmation that Giannis is going to suit up. Is he suiting up tomorrow? Cavs Magic all tied up, heading back to the land? Is that where Bron's going to head? I don't think they take him back right now. The 4-5s have it. And playoff P will let you know it. It's the Clips Maverick series that's been magic. A great series. These two likely going to punch each other out. Did I mention the Phoenix Suns are out? Did you see Anthony Edwards jump out of the building, sign the poster on the way back down? The Wolves just need to stay loose, get that little bit of rest. I don't know yet if they're ready for Denver. I like what I'm seeing, though. And if they keep these rosters where they're at, continue to build, Denver, Minnesota, OKC, Power 3 in the West for a little bit. Durant, Booker, Beal. That's the Suns' Power 3. How about them Suns? They're playing golf. How about a quick break? A nice skate around Stanley Cup playoffs. It's always beard season. Beard up with Valhalla Beard and Body, the finest handcrafted balms and soaps. You'll love how that beard looks, how you feel, and hey guys, she'll notice too. Use promo code MICK15 at ValhallaBeardAndBody.net. Beards pretty much dominate sports. Dominate your beard, your face at ValhallaBeardAndBody.net. Don't forget that promo code, MICK15. We're going to the ice.
Blades of Steel.
Battle of Florida is over. Panthers look all the number one seed, taking the series 4-1 with a, wait for it, 4-1 Game 5 victory against Tampa Bay. Boston looks to finish off Toronto, and there's my Vegas Knights. They are a puckful for Dallas. I know, I said Dallas in the final. You know what psychological warfare is, right? My Shun the Suns campaign, obviously, did not work. Well, it worked for the Wolves. However, I'm a big fan of the Knights. Carolina still rocking. Must not overlook New York as New York waits for them in the second round. Never count out an Avalanche. They could spoil Vegas, spoiling Dallas's run. Vancouver, Edmonton. The boys are going to keep skating, and I will keep watching and updating. I know I said Dallas and Carolina. On this show, there's no special segment for what I said and what I didn't, what I get right and what I don't. I did say JW and D. Frazier would make the final at the Red Rock Open. Oh, yeah. It's that time.
It is that time. Time to get on the court. The fastest growing sport. That time of your favorite podcast show.
Dinking, smashing, third shot dropping, got pickleball fever, and it's not stopping. It's Pickle and Micah. Pickle and Micah. Pickle and Micah, all right.
If you did not have not, why not? I'm saying if you did not watch any of the PPA over the weekend, have not been watching any pickleball regardless of the tours on TV the past few months, have not been working on that third shot drop, why not? Championship Sunday. This past weekend was on Amazon Prime, was on Pickleball TV, just per example. The action leading up to Championship Sunday was awesome. This tournament delivered. I had a friend. He was in town for some work stuff, came over, hung out with me for the weekend. Always cool to catch up with friends. We watched some of this pickleball, all right? And my buddy, not a big pickler, he's a sports guy, Philly guy. My point is, he was entertained.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
I was very entertained. I find it entertaining each week as we see new pairings. We see great runs being made to the podiums in these tournaments. And you better keep running at J-Dub and Dylan Frazier. These two are one of my favorites, right along with Big Dre, Tardio. Dylan and J-W will continue to be a factor all year. Don't look like they're going to split up, train together. They are coming into their own and look like they are going to be a team that can continue to rise, continue to win. Speaking of rising, the rise of Big Dre, Daiescu, Gabe Tardio, I think it's awesome. And I'm not writing off the brothers Johns at all. No, 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 no. What I'm talking about is the infusion this sport needs on this tour, right? How about Tyson McGuffin playing with Dekel Barr? Is that a pairing we can see continue, right? Good run. Shout out Michael Lloyd, Augie, Caden, AZ, Pickle Power, and I know Lloyd lives in Texas now, but he's got the roots. Staying with that doubles theme, Leah Jansen, Tina Pisnik grabbed the gold, and Jansen just a warrior after that thriller in singles with Mary Brascia. Elise Jones, if you're not watching pickleball, will you watch Elise Jones? She will keep you watching. She had a great run with Hurricane Tyra Black. There's Anna Bright, again, podium mainstay. Can she stay with one doubles partner? Don't take it that way, trolls. I know her partner's Jimmy. They're close. Close to that gold. This time, though, speaking of Ben Johns, he and Etta Wright grab gold. That's another gold. Let that marinate. Fed gold again. Play Jack Sock. Sock in the final. And then I mentioned Mary Brascia, and what a match with Leah Jansen. Folks, I'm telling you, you have to be watching this stuff. It's fun. You start to follow these players. You start to see some of these rivalries develop. You start to understand some of the stories behind the people. That's what I try to do in my interview series, Pickle Mickle interview series, bring you great pickle people working on it. Interesting, though, interesting development. Speaking of the people, PPA website. Put up the winners, right? A little recap for you. You can check it out easy. Also put the country flags next to the winners, right? New look by the PPA. Always looking to improve their website. Nice touch, I guess, right? How about a mock check next to the winners or something like that? What's the haul for the champs? People want to know. You can watch bowling and know. Do the guys, when they finish the cornhole event on ESPN, are they handed a big check? People want to know. I'm not alone here. Show us the money. It's finally here, folks. Finally here. Something I'm excited about, and I hope you are too. MLP. Gonna touch down in the ATL next week. Right after that, Vizzy Atlanta Open. So if you can, you got to get to Hot Atlanta for 2 weeks of straight pickle action down south. Missing in action lately, Annalee Whiplash Waters. Yes, I know. She was at the U.S. Open. She didn't play singles there. I'm thinking she's going to be back in Atlanta, both MLP and, of course, the tourney. What I'm wondering a little more, what I'm thinking, is she going to be back with Ben Johns? Are they going to keep their run going of dominance? Or maybe they're going to test out the waters with other pairings. Ben's winning gold with Ms. Right there. As the sport continues to grow, we're going to continue to see fresh faces, new innovations in the game, quieter paddles, different kind of balls, too, to be played with. We already know they're using a different ball on like every tour. It's a great segue. If you haven't seen my interview with Matt Miller from Mavericks, he talks about paddles. He was just overseas, really getting into what he does, and that is build great paddles. This week, also the premiere of All Around Champion. If you haven't seen my interview with local Will Schaefer, you need to check it out. I'm going to repost that one ahead of the debut of this show that he's in. It's a very cool concept, very cool show, cool kid to follow. You're going to see him not too long playing in the main draws. He's going to make it. He's already doing very well. There's just a lot of exciting things in the work around here. I'm chasing down great pickle people to join me on the court. And I'm super excited for the opening of Center Court Pickleball right here in Gilbert. If you're local, you got to check it out. It's just a few weeks away. For a minute, it looked like the Lakers were going to try to force a game six. Let's get off the court. We're going to come right back after this. Going to wrap it up with a little final draft thoughts. The Mickle Pod and Pickle with Mickle is all new. Twice a week, all major podcast apps. Earbuds in, podcorn ready. It's back to the show. The NFL draft is officially over. We can all watch in anticipation, and we can all have that same anticipation for this year's Mr. Irrelevant, Jalen Key. We've seen Mr. Irrelevant, Brock Purdy, have pretty good success in the NFL. How will Mr. Key do? Welcome, Mr. Key, to the J-E-T-S Jets. Now, Mel Kiper, as he usually does, he's graded all these teams. I'm not going to go through every team and those grades. We're going to have some fun, just some fun stuff. Talking about the Jets, right? Because they're going to remain a relevant conversation in the offseason because of the vice presidential run of Aaron Rodgers. Now, I don't see any offensive linemen drafted by the Jets. And I know Rodgers isn't going to be able to run around on that new wheel. Wait a minute. Yep, Bron's out. Had to make sure he's out. He's out with the Suns. The Jets, probably not making a playoff run anyway. The thing about the draft is we never know. I know Big Mel gave every team in this league an A or a B grade. I mean, we're getting soft. I mean, almost every team. Five teams got below B grades. Let's rattle them off. And yes, I am perplexed. I want to know why Spencer Rattler is getting all this attention. He got drafted by the Saints or something like that? Well, the Saints ain't in this five. I got some Browns, Broncos, Vikings, Titans, all C+. In Cleveland, the Browns. They still have Deshaun Watson. I think that's an ouch. Broncos, they're still paying for Russ. They drafted Knicks, who's going to have to play. The Vikings made that big play, that big jump in round one to get J.J. McCarthy, and they're going to have to play him right away. The Titans, they're just going to try to tighten up around Levi's and Henry gone. They did take an offensive tackle with that seventh pick. And now after Tennessee, in case you missed it, the Falcons were on the clock. They had the eighth pick. They're the only team this year that Kiper grades out at just a C, just a flat C. They took Penix. He will not have to play. They load up on D. No D grades in this draft. I just can't believe it. Back to the Falcons. Everybody is all up in arms about this. Again, we're just going to have to see how it plays out. It's a long road until we see any of these players on the field. Some of them will be on the road to new teams before the regular season even get statted. We are really starting to pick up speed as we trudge through the sludge of the sport cheer. And I know we can do it. NBA, NHL finals, getting closer. This is an Olympic year. Golf majors, and of course, Major League Baseball. I haven't forgotten about you. All of you, have a great week. Stay safe out there and stay hydrated. I'll see y'all next time for more.